All right. Give me a beat. Something chunky. There we go. So basically, what is up, guys? How's it going? What's good? I need to get a sip of my coffee. Listen, bear with me. So I just saw a grown man. That guy has to have a real kid in there. You ever see a loony? They're like, with the baby cart. That's pretty popping out here, man. Pretty live where I'm at. On the scene recording. So, man, I would say sometimes I hit record and it's like, spit it out, man. What do you got to say, dude? Come on. You know, and other times I had to re-record, actually, because there was a lot of noise. Man, no, I think this music is too distracting. So yeah, there was a lot of background noise. So I went into Chipotle last week, and I think, you know, I'm kind of a little bit upset with myself because I feel like I'm a little bit of a shill because, there we go. You know, I got my food, I put my mask on, ordered my food and left, you know, and put my head down. And there was a guy who came in there. Now let me just say first, they ended the ass. They ended the mask mandate. Doug Ducey, in my state. You know, the coward folded like a lawn chair when it came to the elections, but, you know, he ended the mask mandate. He's trying to get his brownie points back to be reelected, and I'm not going to vote for the guy, whatever. I don't think I'll ever vote again, but they ended the mask mandate, and a guy came in. He was just like, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. And the girl kicked him out, and I just was already ordering, and, you know, it's one of those times where I wish I would have said at least something, you know, like, hey, the mask mandate's over. Why are you guys being, you know? But the thing was, I knew the people who worked there. And I didn't want to, I don't know, I just was a shill. I was like, you know, I'm like, you know, am I conforming, like, to, you know, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. And I know it's not talking about that, but, you know, like, they're going to set all these mandates and rules up, and we're going to just, like, be like little shills and little puppets and just accept them. You know, like, I don't want to be that, you know, and I don't want that to happen to me. You know, these little COVID police, and, you know, with what happened on YouTube, I mean, I set up a video on YouTube, and I came in and I did, like, an intro on that AI Nirvana video. And I'll talk about that in a second. I did an intro with that. And then I put in the special report from John Bowne. Now, John Bowne is dope, man. His the stuff he puts together, I mean, that guy earns his money, man. And he's out there. He's truly out there on the front lines, you know. And I just had a massive, massive blink. So YouTube takes it down, and it says that it's medical misinformation. And then on my actual page, it called it something else, like inappropriate content. And I'm like, God, man, you know, it's like weird, because, you know, Twitter does the same thing. Let me get this straight, Twitter. A big fat woman can post up a picture of her fat, you know, insides. You know, I was gonna say something else, but they could post their anus, and no, that's fine. You know, pornography, sexual, you know, whatever. loads of poop or whatever, you know. But you know, if you want to call in question, you know, how a certain billionaire got his money and what he's doing with it now, and I was just like, you know, he's a villain. No, you can't do that. YouTube, Twitter, you know, Apple, all these guys, man. And they're not guys, I know that, but all these corporations, you know, maybe they're working by the spirit of Antichrist, the AI Antichrist. That was my second episode, which, yeah, hooray, I don't think anyone watched it. So I'll just basically break it down right now, so you guys can. So same intro, that you heard right now, the little song that I created on Logic or whatever. I had that 9/11, George W. Bush, Boston bombing, JFK. What do all those have in common? So, had all that, and then I talked about, what was it? Oh, AI. So, my fascination with this is that, you know how the transhumanist movement, they think they're going to merge with machines, and that's the idea, you know? So, basically, I was thinking this. I'm like, man, the Bible says that God is going to send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. You know, they're going to believe something so much that God's going to let them. He's going to send a delusion. So, I'm like, all right, well, maybe when that scripture in Revelation chapter 13, where it says that the image of the beast, so it's when the Antichrist gets assassinated, and it says he gives his power to the image of the beast. So I'm like, that probably doesn't mean there's like a one of those portraits over the fireplace of the Antichrist, and boom, he gives his power to that, and that starts to talk. And no, he's probably talking about the image of the beast, the in the book of Revelations, or you know, in the Hebrews, where it talks about God as the express image of his person, or Jesus Christ is the express image of his person, the exact representation of God, Christ. So the Antichrist is like, I'm going to try to do the same thing, but with AI. So bada bang, you know, he gives his power and authority to a robot, artificial intelligence, whatever. And this thing, this monstrosity, comes alive and starts to talk after, you know, maybe he gets shot in the head, maybe his consciousness, he's going to have a fake resurrection, so maybe he gets shot, dies, his consciousness goes in this thing, and he's, the Bible talks about him being changed, you know, like he's going to be changed in his body somehow, you know. And I remember a Bible study years and years ago, and they're talking about how, he's going to become the beast. So I'm like, you know what? I just, over the years of hearing all this stuff, I just put that together, and I'm like, I never heard that anywhere. And I ran it by somebody who knows a lot about scriptures, and they're like, you know what? That makes sense. So I have to look more into it, but I think it's fascinating. I think that's what's going to happen. And so when that technology is quote-unquote available, maybe not. It's not like it's going to be, everybody can transform their consciousness into another body. You know, maybe. Because when you take the mark of the beast, you are, how do you say, you're cursed, you're damned. You're like, you know the movie Altered Carbon, where there's a little Mexican lady who's a Catholic, and she's like, oh, if you, they talk about how the father was such a devout Christian or Catholic that he never got his consciousness transformed, so he's dead forever, and, you know, this was an abomination to him and that kind of stuff. I'm just going from memory because I watched it maybe like a year ago. So that's a big thing with these transhumanists, that to transfer their consciousness so they can transcend and be, you know, they can evolve. Humans can evolve. You know, why not? I mean, if there is no resurrection, why not? You know, but there is. So, you know, the Bible says, if there is no resurrection, let us eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. But there is a resurrection. Huh. Maybe that's why they think that. They're like, hey, man, we are immortal. We will never die. Our consciousness will never die. We might as well try to download it into another body, a robot body. I was just thinking about C-Lab, where they're talking about robot bodies. I don't know if you guys ever watched that C-Lab 3000 or whatever. So, basically, that's what I talked about in a little short little two-minute video with, you know. Yeah. So, and then the second video, or the first video, I don't remember. AI, the artificial intelligence Nirvana song. And that was, I think, was a little bit misleading because, you know, when someone says, hey, an AI created a Nirvana song, I'm thinking, you know, like that Sophia was like, I am going to create a Nirvana song. Check this out. Then, you know, starts up, you're like, whoa, that's Kurt Cobain's voice and everything. But basically it was like, the only way I could describe it is like Nirvana-isms. Heart-shaped box, eat your cancer, you know, in bloom. So just basically jumbling up little phrases that don't make sense anyways, only to a drug addict, Kurt Cobain. And I was a big-time Nirvana fan in the 90s, like huge. I had a shirt with Kurt Cobain's face, and it was after, you know, maybe a year after he got, I would say a year after he got murdered. Is that a Freudian slip? Did he get murdered by Courtney Hole? What was her name? Courtney Love? He got murdered by Courtney Hole? Anyways. Am I still recording here? Yeah. I already had one problem with it being too loud. Another problem with it being not recording. But hey, I'm putting it out there. Who cares, you know? Next week I'll put out some more stuff that you guys can share, that you would like to share, and stuff like this of me actually ranting. Shout out to my haters. You know, like Taylor Swift once said. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna go there. All right, guys, have a good weekend. I'm gonna go to the lake, live my life. Go out there and live your life, man, woman. Out there and everywhere in the world, not just America, not just the United States of America, but the entire world.